Good evening. This is Tuesday, April 10th, 2012. It's 8:39 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Bill Crozier, calling the meeting to order for the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. Tracy Rosenberg, I expect, will be joining us a little later. And so, Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll, please?
Okay. Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd.
Okay. Sure.
Jim Boyd's here?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Marcus Jeter?
Here.
Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Kim Kaufman?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg? Alex Steinberg? Barbara Whipperman?
This is she. She's here, finally.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Yeah, you are here. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9, that's a quorum.
Could you check check Tracy again, please?
Tracy Rosenberg? Alex Steinberg? Nope, neither one of them here. We still have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Could one of you call Tracy just a reminder? Since you got tired of work still.
Okay, I did. I'll call her again.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Tracy sent out a draft agenda yesterday. Some of you got it. I'll just read it briefly. 1, roll call. 2, draft agenda. 3 minutes. 4, financial transparency update, Marcus and Tracy. 5, WPFW discussion with manager at 9 p.m. Eastern. Number 6, WPFW recommendations, parenthesis, established work group if needed, or otherwise established deadline and protocols. 7, update on KPFK session on April 27th. Are there any changes to the agenda? I have one. I think that KPFK session was supposed to be the 24th, 2 weeks from today. Is that correct?
Hi, guys. This is Tracy. Hello.
Hey, Tracy.
Bill, that's my understanding. You said an update, and I was like, what kind of update? So, I don't know.
Okay, well, let me try. I just read the draft agenda, and we were wondering about the date on the KPFK session update. If it was supposed to be the 24th or 27th, and what exactly update meant.
What the update meant was simply that we were planning to do a KPFK discussion with the GM 2 weeks from today, so I was just going to ask him to update a little whether she has talked to the GM about that. The GM can make that date. If there's any thoughts about how the session should be structured, blah, blah, blah. That's all. It was just meant to be a check-in about the meeting 2 weeks in the future. Okay?
Okay, well, the meeting's yours, Tracy. We haven't approved the agenda yet. No amendments yet.
Okay, so you have been the pro tem chair and you're on the stream, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. So we have a draft agenda. You haven't approved the minutes. We're just working on the agenda. Are there modifications to the agenda?
This is Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that I had hoped to send you all to add to the agenda tonight, and I don't know whether there's time, but there was a meeting with LaVarne and the business managers and the treasurers not too long ago. And I mentioned in there that I would like to have a little more description of the budget timeline to kind of more accurately describe what goes on as far as, you know, all the stations aren't doing each of the steps right by the deadlines. It's a kind of a time spread, and I have prepared a chart, and I'm sorry I didn't get it to you before now, but and so at some point I would like to have that added either to this agenda or the next one.
You would like the examination of a chart you've prepared to be added to the agenda. I think, in fairness to the group, you would have to submit that as an agenda item with the chart before the meeting begins in order to add it.
Yes, I had hoped to do so, but since the budget timeline started already, I just thought I'd mention it now and see if I can get my computer to send it to you while we're doing this. I'm not saying we're going to finish, you know, reviewing anything tonight. I just wanted to get it in the loop.
I think that because my preference would be that we not review charts while the meeting is actually going on and we're doing other things, my sense of it would be that that would be an item for the next agenda.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty simple chart, but that's fine.
Well, folks, do you want to add an item 8 onto the agenda?
Sure, why not?
Anybody else? It will make for a much longer meeting, but so
well,
it goes.
I agree to put it off till next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like the chance to look at it before.
I'm trying to send it, Kim, and you can. You know, it'll be...
Okay, well, it sounds like we'll need to vote that item up or down. And I guess the two options would be to add it to this agenda, and if that failed, it would obviously be added to the next agenda because it would have been submitted
right
beforehand.
Is Ken to the queue on that? Ken to the queue?
You're on the queue, Ken. Go for it.
Okay, if time allows, it wouldn't be a problem, but if we should end at time certain, East Coast time, 10:30.
Agreed.
We're all on too many committees, and we don't want to have a drag out. We'll just get worn out. I think we should have a time certain end, and if time allows, we get to it. If not, it goes to the next meeting.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree. And this is Arlene. I just came on. I apologize.
No problem. Well, you're welcome. Okay. I mean, generally, I like to get through the agenda, whatever it is. So my feeling is if we don't think we can cover it in the amount of time that we want to spend on the phone, we should simply not add it to the agenda rather than get into time certain, because we can't always honor time certain. Sometimes we're in the middle of something. But if that's what the group wants to do, that's what the group wants to do.
This is Kim.
Does someone want to make a motion? Yes, Kim.
Here's another option. We put it on the agenda with the agreement that when we get to it, we can ask whether we want to do it tonight or let it slide over.
Well, yes, there's always the option to postpone, sure. All right, so are you making a motion to put it on as item 8 with the note that that when we get up to item 8, we can vote to postpone to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any
objections to that motion?
Somebody needs to move to adopt the agenda. I move we accept the agenda. Then you can have an amendment.
Well, no, we have an amendment. So the question is someone moving to adopt the agenda as amended?
Question, Madam Chair. When did you send out this agenda?
I'm sending it now. I'm sorry.
It's not about your chart. It's about the agenda. Monday, April 9th at 6:16 p.m.
Okay, because 6:16.
On Monday, yesterday.
Okay, does it say April 10th meeting?
No, it says draft agenda. That's all it says, and it's sent to National Finance Committee at yahoogroups.com.
Yes.
And it'll say 9:16 on yours, Campbell.
It'll say 9:16 p.m.
on the East Coast.
Okay.
Okay, I'll send it out again right now.
Oh, I see it. I see it now.
Okay, great.
Let me open it up and see what's on there, because I saw several things from WPFW, and it almost seemed like something was redundant or something. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
What I have for the amendment is to add a number 8 for the FY13 budget timeline chart discussion.
Yeah, I guess it's a discussion. The group already accepted the timeline as, you know, for 2012. So I guess what we're doing is discussing it some more.
Okay.
So I'll call it a discussion.
Madam Chair, for the stack, I guess, in terms of agenda, because I have a question.
And Bill also.
Okay. Campbell, what's the question?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what this establishing a work group, if needed or otherwise established, deadlines/protocols. I don't quite understand what that's about for WPFW. I'm not clear on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're composing a set of recommendations for both WPFW and for KPFK regarding getting back into budget compliance. So after we hear from the GM, we are then going to have to put together a process to get those recommendations together. And that may be a subcommittee that will work on it over the next 2 weeks, or there may be some other process, but we have to figure something out because we're going to need to complete a set of recommendations.
Okay. So
pre-completed, we will have to do it. Bill?
Oh, thank you. This is actually just a question I guess we can ask. It was about that Houston budget question that came up at the last meeting. If we could add that somewhere, probably just take a couple of minutes.
Say that again. I just blanked on what you said.
The Houston budget question that there was I believe Barb mentioned that there appeared to be a typo in the spreadsheet for the Houston budget. And
Bill, that was correct.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I didn't see the correction, but okay. I'll talk to Jim.
Lawrence sent out a corrected spreadsheet.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Never mind.
I take care of that.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Campbell.
Yes, we have John Hughes is already on the line. We had set time certain for 9:00, but he is already on the line and available.
That is good. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hi.
We just need to get our agenda finalized and pass our open session minutes, which I think we'll be able to do in 9 minutes as scheduled.
I'm fine. I'm good. So.
Yeah, just hang for 10 minutes. We'll be right with you.
No worries.
Hopefully a bit less. All right. So it sounds like we need a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Point of information.
Yes, R. Paul.
Kim made an amendment, but it didn't get adopted, right?
What we normally do, and you might be right that this is a shortcut, but what we normally do with amendments to the agenda is if there's no objection posed to the amendment, we just go ahead and see if we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended. But you are technically correct. So is there an objection to Kim's amendment?
I sort of want to.
Do you want to take a second to decide if you want to jump in there? I know the
feeling.
Nobody
else does. I won't, but.
Well, I'm half inclined myself. I'm kind of looking at this thing, which it seems to me is not a small item since it's a revision to a timeline that we already approved.
Technically, it's not a revision, by the way.
Well, I'm trying to look at the material.
It's a little more elaboration is really what it is.
This is Ken to the stack.
Well, again, it's a revisiting of a document that we already approved.
Ken to the stack.
Good. I'll take a second to look at the document while Ken is being on the stack. Go ahead, Ken.
If this is a considerable item, I thought it was just a discussion. If we're asking for a revision of the timeline for the budget, then I really think it should be postponed to the next meeting because we have enough business to deal with in this meeting. And I wouldn't want to rush this at the end of the meeting. You know, to stick it in at the end of the meeting, there's not going to be enough time allocated to consider
well,
it and debate it and evaluate
I think
it.
Since there are some people on the edge of objecting, that I'm going to take a second to try to open this document and clarify because I think that we need to do that in order for people to understand if they're objecting or not. So hold on just a second, and I'll open it at least, and maybe you guys can do the same as well, and I'll do the loud.
I just looked at it, and yeah, I'm objecting. I agree with Ken. Put it to next time.
Okay. All right, then we will take a roll call vote on the amendment. A yes vote puts it on the agenda, and a no vote does not, in which case it will automatically go on to next time's agenda. So a no vote kicked it forward 2 weeks.
Well,
Ken Aaron?
No.
Jim Boyd.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Marcus Jenner.
No.
Campbell Johnson.
Pass.
Kim Kaufman.
I guess I'll vote no.
Martin
Martin, no. Okay. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to vote no.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman.
Pass.
LeVarn Williams.
No.
Going back, Campbell Johnson.
I'll abstain.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
Okay, it's 0-4, 8 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so it'll be on next meeting agenda. Okay.
Tracy, this is Jim. Could Barbara email the question she has about the timeline?
I emailed the chart.
Yeah,
it's called Budget Timeline Proposed Change, and it's an attachment, so you have to open it up and look at the attachment.
It's not a revision of the time schedule, by the way, at all.
Yes, it's a revision of the language that is in the other timeline, from what I can see.
Yeah, all I got was the timeline. Was there were there questions that were part of the email?
No,
the email just forwarded the document.
I'm wondering if we could look at some of the questions you had on that before we came to the meeting.
Yeah, essentially what I think we will do next week as a protocol is we'll have to pull out the original document that we already passed as a group and that we used last year. We'll have to pull out this document. We'll have to do what's changing from one document to the other and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's the process that we'll have to go through because it's the language around the what each date means that is being changed. And so we have to look at the old language and then look at what's being changed. So I think that
Tracy, it's a few more dates being added as kind of a time period, and it doesn't change the language really significantly. I use the language that's in the current one.
Wait a minute, all right,
we'll go over it. Just a second. And yes, I will call on you both in just a moment. Yes, we will go into the details next time. It's been postponed for 2 weeks, it was not added to this week's agenda, so that's what we're going to do. Kim, what's your point of information?
It was Kim.
Yeah, I don't know that it was a point of it. I was just going to say, can we, since we already postponed this, let's move on.
Ken, you're saying the same thing, right?
Yes, no, except I would appreciate it if Barbara could send a document change document. What did you change? Rather than having us wait till next meeting and waste time during the meeting. Send a little email saying, I changed this column to say that, tell us what you changed. Otherwise,
that would certainly,
I call to approve the agenda.
Okay. That would certainly be helpful. It's Barbara's choice whether she wants to provide that level of documentation or not. Either way, we will deal with it at the upcoming meeting. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes, I call to approve the agenda.
Any objections? Done. Next item, our poll. We have minutes from the previous meeting. They will be open session minutes only. I believe that is the only set of open session minutes that we have to approve. Is that correct?
No, we have two sets of open session minutes at this point in time.
Crap. take us through them if you would.
Okay. We have minutes for, March 13th and March 27th.
Okay, so we'll start with March 13th first. I believe we postponed March 13th because someone wanted to do some changes but didn't have time to get the changes together, although I don't remember the details.
No, actually, I was... I didn't get them in. I was having
It was an ARPAL failure. Okay.
It was an ARPAL collapse in its teeth.
Which are very rare. Which is very rare for the record, but there was one. So, okay. So are there any objections to the approval of the March 13th open minutes?
All right.
Yes, Bill?
I just have some questions. I wasn't at the meeting, but I sent some a couple of questions this afternoon. I just want to make sure that's correct. I guess it is.
I think your questions were your questions March 27th? I think they were March 27th, not March 13th.
No, it was the 13th.
Oh.
I believe. That's what I put in my email. Let me make sure.
Is it the last meeting or two meetings ago?
Two meetings ago, because I wasn't at that one.
Give me the stack.
All right. Well, let's deal with Bill's point.
No, I am. I'm speaking about it.
You are? Okay, go.
I'm reviewing the 13th minutes right now. I've already looked at the 27th, and this is where Bill had a question about the cash flows and balance sheets can't be done until the audit is finished. I mean, that was one question. Right, Bill?
Yeah, I got that already answered. That was correct, I believe. So I just want to make sure the minutes are correct. And then the other question was, I'm sorry.
At any rate, it is a 13.
About the FSRN, FSRN line is so much higher than budgeted. I wasn't sure which line they were referring to. Was it the grant income line or expenses or what? Because I don't think there's a separate line item FSRN in the budget.
Let me grab it. I think there actually is.
There is on KPFK. We have one on revenue and one on expenses.
Yeah.
And they're equal.
Okay.
Or the same.
Okay. So are the minutes
okay.
correct?
Okay. Well, if it's correct, it's okay. I just wasn't sure.
Okay. So it sounds like the minutes are correct. Are there any other objections to approving the minutes from the March 13th? Open session of the NFC. Okay, hearing none, they are approved. That takes us to March 27th, open session. Any changes or modifications? Any objections to approving them as submitted? Okay, hearing none, they are approved, and thank you.
Hello?
So at this, yes, who's this?
This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
So Tiffany is here. John Hughes is here. Is Robert West here? Okay, 2 out of 3. I assume we can begin with 2 out of 3. So we do have another item about financial transparency, but we're going to push that down the agenda since this is a time certain presentation or discussion. What we're going to do for approximately an hour is hear from the WPFW management staff that are here a little bit about their assessment of the financial results that they've had the first 5 months of the year. We know it's substantially, I don't want to say out of compliance, but out of sync with the budget, and that's an object of considerable concern. I sent some questions to John, I think, yesterday, kind of outlining the scope of the conversation, and I guess we can repeat those briefly. But basically, we want to look at briefly their analysis for, you know, why projections aren't being met, what they're planning to do about it, what some of the challenges are that they think that they're going to experience. And there was one other question there, which John can probably repeat. So the idea was that we would sort of listen to what they had to say, and then we would maybe have a little bit of dialogue back and forth, hopefully for the purposes just of getting information that we can only get from management, and then we would have an intercommittee process that would be about crafting some recommendations for specific actions that they wouldn't be a party to, and that would be sort of intercommittee discussion. The treasurer, of course, and the PNB member from WPFW would be representing WPFW in that dialogue and those conversations. So I hope.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Let me just finish the sentence. If
sure.
there's any questions about process, let's do that, and then we will sort of hand it over to them. Campbell, it sounded like you had a point of
process question. Yes, I wanted to share a piece of information. We've got a lot of moving, you know, pieces here and some adjustments that are in process of being made, and I just wanted to have an opportunity to present one of those that would make a significant bump on our revenues, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
You know, the rest of it can start, you know, and I'll share this, and I'll send it around to the committee as well. I'm about to send it now.
Madam Chair?
Okay, sounds good. Yes, sir, Paul?
For the minutes, could I get Tiffany's last name and position at WPFW?
Sure. Tiffany?
Tiffany Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Development Director.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So if
and
there's
Madam
no
Chair,
more questions.
I heard a beep while you were in conversation. I'm just curious, or hopeful, actually. It might have been Robert West joining us.
Robert, are you here? Okay. It sounds like he's not. I don't have contact information for him above and beyond an email, which I can certainly send, but perhaps one of you that has his phone number might be able to. Tiffany, perhaps you could give him a call or vice versa.
We'll try
to can't at the moment because I'm driving.
We'll do that. Oops. I'll do that in process.
Okay, and if it's easier, you know, feel free to email me a phone number and I could do it while you're talking. I would be open to that. I'm just saying I don't have his phone number at this point.
Sure.
Okay. I think with that, we're pretty much ready to go.
So
I'm going to hand it over to you.
Before I have a total senior moment, Madam Chair, I think the final item on the recommendations on the table by way of your note was that something to the effect of if there might be anything that other stations might do or could do to help with the problems.
Yes, that was one of the questions that I was hoping that you would address.
Great. So, okay, so let me start off right where it is, on the reasons why we're not where we need to be. We over the course of this fiscal year, unfortunately, we've lowered our on-air fundraising drive goals. We've not met our special events goals. Special event fundraising goals. We've not met our major donor fundraising goals. We've not met our planned giving projected goals. And we're struggling, and challenged, I should say, to meet our ongoing operational expenses. That is the landscape of the problems that we're experiencing. I'll go right to the first one, lowering our on-air fundraising goal, which is really the basis, in my estimation, for the problem that we're experiencing with respect to our overall revenue goals. We had this year projected in order for WPFW to meet its full fundraising capacity that we would have to implement for the first time in the station's history four fully deployed on-air fund drives coinciding with the development and implementation of what we described as our plan for as an integrated fundraising campaign that we themed as our campaign for growth. And the integrated campaign took into consideration what I just described as the other fundraising enterprises plan giving, major gifts, and special events. And starting off the fiscal year, of course, our first fund drive was scheduled for December. Our first on-air fund drive in this fiscal year was scheduled for December, and that was to be a two-week drive. Fortunately, right in front of that drive, we ran into a real serious problem with let's qualify this, a commitment to get all of our programmers on board with contributing to this full pledge drive effort.
No, I didn't. Yes.
It was on some fronts just outright refusal of some individuals who just didn't feel that we should hold a December drive. The push against management was to eliminate the drive altogether. We resisted that. I ultimately resisted canceling the drive, but what we did end up with was a substantially abbreviated drive that did not yield anywhere near the fundraising goal that we had established for that drive. And then, unfortunately, that sentiment carried over to the next drive, where we were scheduled to do a March drive again that would have been in its most fullest presentation of essentially a three-week drive, but most especially a drive that contained three weekends. That is of a special note, given the fact that our weekends produce the greatest yield for us with respect to on-air drives. So we ended up only doing effectively a two-week drive in March that, while we met the two-week drive goal, our original goal that we had established by way of our projection with what would be yielded by way of a three-week drive or a three-weekend drive was substantially reduced. And so here we are, coupled with now the reality that the yield by way of what we had projected with major donors and most especially with planned giving has not yielded anywhere near what we had hoped for and worked toward to get the yield that we had projected. So what this has resulted in is us being challenged to, as we move forward, maintain a strong financial foundation with respect to the ongoing operation. And where it's really also crippled us, where it's really had a substantial adverse impact, is our inability to have socked away money that was intended to be reserved for our relocation. We had budgeted this fiscal year $400,000 to that we were required to raise. That was reserved in what we had established as our campaign for growth. And unfortunately, we've not been able to reserve on essentially anything in that fund. And so here we are now in April, and we're still having to reconcile the expenses for maintaining the operation and also looking at now having to reconcile expenses associated with our relocation. Fortunately, our relocation timetable was extended through the end of the year. We were able to work with the current landlord and extend the lease. The lease was originally our current facility. The lease was originally to end July of this year, and we've extended our lease through December, the end of December 31st. There is the potential for that for the lease to be extended beyond the 31st, but the landlord, the current landlord, and also the landlord to be, the individual that is proposing to acquire this property, acquire the facility, the building, and then eventually demolish it to make way for a new development, has intimated the possibility of a lease extension, but that has not come through. That is, there's no formal agreement on that front yet. So that's the that in a nutshell is the current reality for us. That's the situation.
Okay, at this point, John, what happens next? Do you want Tiffany or Robert to pipe up? Do you want to move on to some of the other questions? What?
I think we can move on to other questions. What's next is a revision of our budget and or revenue generating plan.
Okay, so if, do you want to talk about that a bit, what you have in mind, what the status
sure.
is there?
Sure,
okay,
sure.
Okay, great.
I'm convinced at this point that that we have to deal with, there's a real reality check here. And moving forward, it is... incumbent upon management, incumbent upon me, that we cannot backslide on a requirement moving forward to cut back on the front of on-air fundraising. In other words, I'm committed to doing what it takes in terms of the number of days that we need to commit to a drive and not capitulate on any of the what we establish as a must do in terms of our deployment of our on-air fund drives. We're coming up on our next drive in May, and I've committed the station to a 3-week drive with a projected goal of Tiffany?
425.
Yeah. And that is the first exercise to put it into a queue that, you know, gets us back in line with where we had originally projected us, you know, moving forward. You know, where we had made the original commitment to establishing on-air drive goals that, as much as anything, fortify us on other fronts in terms of raising revenue. Part of the domino effect realizing our revenue projections was, and again, I think it, as much as anything, it centers up on what we didn't do on the on-air drives, but it's the domino effect it caused was having to cut back on support mechanisms that we had established in the budget to raise revenue. And for example, there were several consultancies that we had envisioned that would support our efforts on the major gift and planned giving fronts that based upon our not meeting our projections in by way of the on-air fund drives, I felt very, very, I just didn't have the confidence that I could spend money that we frankly did not have and or perhaps would not have further on in the year based upon the expenses associated with having consultancies or individuals work on different enterprises such as planned giving, enterprises such as the website and or website giving. And we're just having to re-rack this. And I, at this point, have my take on it is that we have to really sort of fish where the fish are. And this station has had its just best and or the best fundraising enterprise, the most consistent fundraising enterprise for this station has been the on-air fund drive. And so going back to the game plan of sticking with our original budget projections, certainly for the rest of this fiscal year, actually through the rest of this calendar year. But I'm also convinced that we're going to have to add an additional drive, as painful as it's going to be for everyone. At this point in time, it is still based upon the business model for Pacifica, the surest way for us to raise revenue. I'm of the mind that adding an additional signature and or special signature drive that would be defined around and promoted around the campaign for growth and specifically connected to the relocation, in my estimation, is going to be our next best shot of getting us whole, getting revenue in the reserve for the relocation, and allowing us to maintain the ongoing operations of the station. And I'll just sort of stop here and take any questions that you have.
Okay, I'll take a stack, and just to sort of, guide this, the idea here would be to gather information from management that we need. We will be going through an intercommittee process to discuss and analyze. But first, we're trying to gather all the information. So hopefully these are mostly informational questions.
Madam Chair, Campbell's for the stack.
Okay. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Bill.
Campbell? Okay. I heard Campbell, Bill, or Paul. Did I miss anybody?
Ken.
Okay. We will do it in that order. Campbell, Bill, or Paul, and Ken. And we'll let John answer the inquiries in between, but we'll try not to have excessive back and forth. So question, answer, on to the next person.
Am I up?
Yes, Campbell, you're first on the stage.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I think that one thing I would like to just mention at the outset in regard to the relocation and adding creativity to a variety of things, identifying a number of places. I'm just really very much amazed at the variety of places that are very key, you know, can be very key opportunistic locations for us that John has come up with. That has just been wonderful. We've also had a relocation I have to admit, I'm chair of the relocation committee, and our committee members have also come up with a lot of very positive recommendations. I, however, have been also looking at what it would take to get us into a place. And, you know, you have to look at the revenue side of that, and I've been aware of the challenges that we faced in regards to that. I think that, unfortunately, some folks don't have an understanding of what this business is about and you know, maybe could use some immediate education along those lines, but that's another subject. What I have shared with everyone has been a couple of things that I think can help lift all boats. We've had a situation in regard to one property that we were looking at last year that we really felt very, very good about. And clearly the challenge that we have in so far as Pacifica's overall situation has been one that didn't work too well for WPFW. And so I'm of a mind, and Tracy, you were on the call last night, I trust, the frat call, is that correct? Well, those of us who were on the frat call,
yeah.
Those of us who were on the frat call, you know, went into this in some depth. But what we are looking to do, and you'll see on the attachment that I sent out motion one, is in regard to several items that we have, our LSB has previously approved, that we are looking to engage, and we have previously shared with some of the other stations. And we're trying to, you know, work on this in as a best practices that can work for us as well as other stations. I don't want to go into too much detail on that, but that, you know, looks at planning things throughout the year as well as specific events. The motion number two that's up there, that's in that piece, is in regard to a recipe book that I think this isn't the end-all and be-all, but this is one of those things that I think we can do at WPFW very easily, and I think that our partner stations can do around the network and can be an ongoing source of supplemental revenue for any and everything that we're doing off the air and including on the air efforts. And in terms of discussions we've had in several groups at WPFW, I think that this can be postured so that it will be of benefit to each of our partner stations. Second thing along those lines is in regard to the setting up a let me get this point here. Well, let me go on to this third one, because the second one is attractive, but the third one is a Hall of Fame, a Jazz Hall of Fame. The cover email I made mention of this as being something that we're linking conceptually with an educational institution that we're looking at, but also it is something that we can undertake because of our own relationships. We have a very positive relationship.
Can I interrupt a second? This is Ken on a point of information. Sure.
No, Ken.
Discussing,
Ken,
I thought we were doing a Q&A with John Hughes.
Ken, yes, we are.
It's on WPFW.
Yes, let Campbell finish his points.
Which is what I'm affiliated with, Ken.
Oh, okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Go ahead. I'm just, yeah. I don't think
and,
I have the
and,
document
and,
to hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Campbell, there is a time check thing here. So
yeah,
I'm
that's what I've been mindful of, and I will be ending this very shortly. We every year we do a broadcast from the Congressional Black Caucus. Right across the street from there is the Washington Historical Society. We've done fundraisers from the Historical Society that have been free to us in terms of access, and I think that this is something that we can look forward to accomplishing in the future. If we were to have, say, two events with 250 people there, we could easily put up $25,000 in that engagement. And so this is, you know, what we're talking about are things that I've put on the plate that are things that are either very easy to do that we can supplement our current activities with, or they are things that we've done before. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Campbell, and those recommendations will stay on the table for the recommendation, you know, phase. Next person on the stack, I believe, is R. Paul?
I think it was Bill.
That could be. Bill, go ahead. Then we'll go R. Paul and
okay.
Jen.